Welcome back to PCA 2024 with Cigar Coop and the Cigar Coop Coalition. I'm Tripp with Let's Get Pairing, here with Mr. Ricky Rodriguez from West Tampa. Ricky, how you doing?
Great. It's been a great show so far. So this is the last day, but the first 2 days was epic. Yeah, for
fantastic.
Sure.
Great to hear.
Yep.
And of course, we're sitting here right in front of your new announcement, the Circle of Life. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so this is a project we're going to kind of tell you my journey of my life story of tobacco. So it begins with the DR. So that when I was hired or promoted to train to become a blender, I went to the DR. And so I say, okay, let's go to the DR to make a cigar. Who am I going to make that cigar with? Well, the first Hall of Famer that taught me anything was Ernesto. So I went to EPC and I said, Ernesto, I don't know if you share my story with your fan base, but I cannot share my story without your story included. So I have this project called Circle Life, and I want to work with you and make it. And he was so happy, so thrilled. Ricky, I would love to do a project with you. So we spent about 6 months, and I think when you smoke the Circle Life, you'll see the thumbprint of flavors coming from Nesto, but also you're going to see the thumbprint of the flavors I introduced, and that combination coming together, it, I think, is a very good cigar worth you trying for the first time and deciding for yourself if it's for me or not.
Okay. Sounds great. And when is this cigar shipping, the Circle of Life?
And we're going to start to ship it in an end in May. There's going to be three sizes, Robusto, Toro, and the 6x60. And price point is going to be ranging about $13, $14 to $15. But the story, the presentation, and the blend, I think it's going to be worth your time to investigate.
I'm very curious. I'm excited to try it. Now, I'm going to ask you kind of a selfish question here. We smoked the Bullish Boulevard on our show a few weeks ago, and we're big fans of it. Are there any plans to expand that line with additional sizes?
No. That cigar was made about 2 years ago.
Wow, really?
And so what happened was that manufacturer that we were working with was the manufacturer we're going to release West Tampa with. Unfortunately, the price point that came back to us was unaffordable. Not for me, for my fan base, because if I took that blend that I used for Bellici, would be retail wise about $23. I said my fan base from CAO days is not that, so denied it. So what we did was we had the cigars out there in the market. Let's just get rid of them and give something special to our fan base, but to like lose money for ourselves. I don't care. But now we can introduce a cigar that everybody can. This is West Tampa. This is good. And it just opens doors for us. So I'm happy that we decided not to get the full price point that we should have, but share a cigar that was worth the $13 we're asking for. And so, but I can do that blend again, but not that cigar. Why?
Okay.
Because I would never be able to do it full time and age every cigar for 2 years.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be able to replicate it exactly.
Exactly. So I'm happy that we had the opportunity to release it to the wild. Everybody enjoyed it. But now something new on the market, Circle Life. If you like that, come back, try the Circle Life, and see if that's a way that you...
I definitely will.
Yep.
All right, and that brings us to the Let's Get Pairing segment of the interview. Okay. When you go out after the show, when you're at dinner, meeting up with someone at the bar, what do you order?
Drink wise?
Yeah.
Bud Light. Bud Light, there's no...
There's no surprise to me that that's what you're ordering.
Because it doesn't interfere with my palate. It's like drinking pure water, but I have a little buzz going on. But I was a whiskey drinker about 10, 15 years ago. Kind of got away from that, and so right now Bud Light is my choice.
I'm going to circle back to that at the end, and we'll put it in the outtakes because I got something to tell you.
Okay.
our next segment, our final segment, rather, is the one for the road. This is where we take a piece of media that we've been consuming recently and tell our viewers about it. What we're doing this week is we're asking you to give us a song that maybe means something to you. Maybe it's been stuck in your head. Maybe you heard it on the way to the airport and it's been bouncing around in your ears this week. So do you have a song that's been stuck in your ears this week?
When I come to trade shows, I buy into the trade show. I put my headphones on and listen to Jimmy Buffett because it gets me the mind frame to relax.
Yeah, slow down a little bit.
Slow down. We all want to run to the door, relax, take our time, and enjoy every day that you are blessed and given to you. So Jimmy Buffett, Margaret Whirlaville, a song that I hear all the time because it just relaxed me, pushed me back to the beach, seashore, cigar, Bud Light, let's do it. And it's all right. Beautiful.
All right. Thank you for your time, Ricky. We really appreciate
it. Thank you so much for allowing us to share our story.
Absolutely. We're here for it.
Right.